Yesterday we were talking about pizza. There was a story in a Dem report caught my ear about a guy. He was a pizza delivery driver who had to walk a half mile, the last half mile, to deliver a pizza.
Through the snow.
Through the snow.
In an affluent neighborhood in Indiana?
Yes. All fact.
Rockstar pizza.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, the homeowner in the quote-unquote affluent neighborhood got the pizza and gave him a $2 tip, which was considered low.
Yeah.
By many.
In the snow.
In the snow, because he walked the last half mile. The driver didn't complain. You know, he was, the driver was really a great guy, apparently.
Yeah.
Young, and he's like, hey, the pizza gets through. I don't care. I'm doing it. The owner of the pizza shop, I believe, was the one that put the story out there.
Mm-hmm. A police officer.
Oh, a police officer did. Yeah.
Because he was working a...
That's right.
A traffic accident that had blocked the road in the snow.
Yeah. And that's how the pizza got delayed and got it through. So now they've raised a bunch of money because the story went viral, and now people are like giving to this pizza delivery driver. And the other, the affluent homeowner has not commented on this.
Yeah.
I was the only one fighting for the homeowners, saying, you know, that pizza is probably pretty cold by the time it got out.
Yeah.
I don't say that. You know, you get a cold pizza, you get a cold pie. That's it.
Yeah. You know, it reminded me of the one time and only time I got in big trouble delivering pizza.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. I was delivering in the snow in my 1996 Pontiac Sunfire.
Yeah.
Still
Sunfire.
Miss that car.
Woo!
Four door.
Right about the time that old cassette was playing.
Yep. Forest green.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, let me tell you. That was the big color of that at that time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. That Pontiac Sunfire, to this day, might be the best car I ever had in the snow.
Really?
It was a little front wheel drive.
So tiny.
Got through it.
But it got through everything.
So how'd you get in trouble?
Well, I pulled into an apartment complex. It had snowed heavy. Mm-hmm. And I was delivering pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a mistake that young drivers in the snow do. I pulled into a parking space that I shouldn't have. It was sloped down.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew as soon as I parked, I said, I'm having trouble getting out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew. And I went. I still delivered the pizza. It was a small pizza. It's like, you know, at the time, much cheaper. It was like $9.89.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who answered the door, I'll never forget her, gave me exactly $9.89 in the snow.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
And
which was the exact price of the pizza.
And I just thought, fine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Shoved it in my pocket, went back out to the car, could not get out. Was stuck in this space right in front of her apartment, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I now know, I'm like, let me try to push it out. So I put it in neutral and start trying to push it. Yep. Luckily, a good Samaritan comes along, sees me. He says, I'm going to help you, man. I'm going to help you.
So we start.
It is. Yeah. I'm surprised you're delivering this. It's a great car.
Yeah. I like that forest green.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So drop it into neutral. We're pushing it out. And I turn and look, and the woman is eating a slice of pizza, laughing at us through the window.
Oh, man.
$9.89?
Mm-hmm. Oh, $9.89. Yeah.
And I turned to her and flipped her the bird.
Oh. No.
Now, as I did it, I knew.
Oh yeah,
that was a mistake.
You're in full uniform.
Oh yeah, I mean,
you can't
got the old
the magnet on the side.
The big old PJs top on, lit up.
Yep.
Because I'm letting everybody know, hey, we're delivering in the snow.
Yeah.
You can count on us.
Yeah.
And get my car out. Good Samaritan. You know, thank him.
Mm-hmm.
And drive back to the store. Now, of course, the whole way back, I have a pit in my stomach, because this is the days where I had a cell phone that but was only used for emergencies.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like I could call, you know. So I get back, I walk in, Mander says, did you?
I did.
Just.
Yes.
And I said, I did. I said, I know what you're going to say. I lost my cool.
Turn in your magnet. You heard me.
Yeah.
And your red bag.
Oh, yeah. He was your warming bag. I was 19, you know, and he had every right to be mad, and I lost my cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, I did. I said, but, you know, she didn't tip me. And then she was laughing at us through the window as we tried to get my car out. And he was like, all right, I told her I fired you. but I'm going to let it slide.
Okay.
So he let me slide. But I, thinking of that kid in that walking through the snow that brought back that woman's, I'll never forget her fat face staring through the window, chuckling.
Do you think, Big E, you could drive to that apartment? Do you remember it? Is it burned in your brain, her address?
100%. Chris Dem, you lived there at one time.
Oh, I know that apartment.
That complex.
Oh, I know that complex very, very well.
Yeah.
Well, in the spirit of Howie Mandel's podcast, that fat face woman is right out here in the hall.
989?
Come on in here.
Bring her in.
Bring her in. Oh, this is awkward. Yeah. This will be awkward. I wish we had that fat face woman in here right now.
Oh, I bet she's still at that apartment.
I wish.
Bet I could go knock on that door and she's still there.
Small extra cheese. Yeah. Sauce. Yeah. Sauce.
989. Uh-huh. Yeah, we need to get her in here and have that reunion here on our air. Wow.
And that manager taught me something that day too, which was the greatest excuse ever when somebody's really upset. You tell them, don't worry, I'm going to fire them as soon as they're back.
Yep.
And then you never do.
You never do.
The fake fire.
Yeah.
But then if she called in later, you could never deliver back to her.
No, but I remembered
you
that.
You knew.
Oh, yeah.
You knew.
See, this is back. So much has changed now, too. Because you used to, in old systems, be able to put notes in comments about people.
Yeah.
So
you could have said, fat face 989.
Yeah, fat face. Well, you put in there, you know. I'm serious. You'd pull up a delivery, and in the comments that no one else could see, it'd say, big titties, not a good tipper. So it was like, oh, okay. Well, at least I'll get a
boy.
At least I'll get a show. Yeah.
That actually is what they say about me. Big titties, not a good tipper.
Terrible tipper.
Yeah.
That's my file. Yeah. You're reading my file.
They took all that away, but it used to be you just pull it up, big complainer, will complain, you know, always want something for free, make sure you have change, all this stuff.
Well, I think they stopped all that because remember, sometimes people would get a receipt and it would say, like, fat guy, Cubs hat.
That is 1,000% why.
Yeah.
Is that people couldn't learn to put, sometimes it just say store comments, and that's what the customer could read.
Yeah.
Delivery comments only delivery driver could see.
That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. That is a dangerous system.
Oh, playing with fire.
But back then, I mean, you pull it up and be like, you know, two Hooters girl who live together, super hot. And you're like, yeah. And everybody knew.
And so, but you cannot write that in the wrong place because you know.
That's why it went away.
Well, there is another pizza story today, sort of on top of that. Now, this was interesting to me. It actually is another cop and pizza story. In London, a woman who was afraid of her husband called the police. I guess you can do this and fake a pizza order.
They tell you that's what she
did.
We've heard people do this before. Mm-hmm.
This is the 911 call, or I guess it's in London, so it's a 999 call. And the cops completely got, this is what it sounded like.
Hello, police. What's the emergency?
Pizza delivery.
Pizza delivery. Do you require pizza delivery or do you require the police? If it's the police, say yes.
Yes.
Is the person that's scaring you at the property now?
Yes.
No problem. Police are coming, okay? If he threatened to hurt you, tell me pepperoni. If he threatened to hurt the children, tell me cheese. Okay, the police will be with you very, very shortly, okay?
How about that, code?
Bravo.
How about that? I was impressed.
Yeah. Well handled.
Say pepperoni and we'll know he's threatened you.
Wow.
Okay, you do that here too, right? I think that's...
We've had stories like that, yeah.
Incredible.